Hello, everyone. Welcome to another Everything Action commentary. It's our commentary for November 2016. I'm your host, Zach. This time we have Chris
Hello.
and Chris Ali.
Howdy.
And for this month we're watching the Stallone classic question mark Judge Dredd. I think it just like as we're recording this, I think it just hit came back either came back on Netflix or is on Netflix. I think it's been on there before, but I think it just came back.
Much to the dismay of everybody who participated in this movie.
Yes. But yes, it's been a while since we've done like a pillar of like one of the action, every action pillars, like a Stallone or a Schwarzenegger movie or a Chuck Norris movie or a Seagal movie. So yeah, we're watching Stallone right before his downfall. This is like the last big. Like Stallone 90s movie, and then nothing really happened for him until Rocky Balboa.
Some say Judge Dredd was his downfall.
Oh yeah, because it was like critically, it was like everyone hated it critically. It was a pretty huge bomb at the box office, and it was like right at like the breaking point of like Planet Hollywood, like Stallone, like. But yeah, I mean, some of the movies after this, right after Judge Dredd, it was like Daylight,
Oh yeah, I remember that.
Driven, I See You, like all this garbage. So
So it was like peak Stallone, crazy budget, crazy, like not really
actually,
super actiony, but just
Specialist before this, which I don't like. Specialist, I think, is probably like the actual start of the downfall, and this was like. The last like big but like they gave us Stallone like
the last hurrah.
millions of dollars for this movie. Like, it was like a multi-million dollar blockbuster and then it failed and they're like, well, I think we're done, Sly, for a while. But the crazy thing is like 2 years before this, before Judge Dredd, because Judge Dredd came out in 95, 2 years before Demolition Man, everything that Judge Dredd should have been is Demolition Man.
Yeah, there's all the right parts, but I didn't know how to use it again.
They just said like, "Hey, remember Demolition Man? Let's do everything the opposites."
Let's
Remember
make.
how Rob Schneider was only in it, like in it for like 2 minutes, and it was pretty funny. He was just like kind of relief and then go away. What if he's in the whole movie?
Yeah,
What
because what
if?
I think Demolition Man needed was more Rob Schneider.
Yes. Were they like weird friends or something like during the 90s, or was it just like that, like put Rob Schneider in everything, like.
It had to be
I feel
that.
like
Give
that
it a
was I
laugh.
feel like that was a
I
th I
think.
feel like that was a thing in like the mid 90s, just like put Rob Schneider in everything.
There's like really not too many photos of him with other celebrities during this time, so I feel like it was more of a studio decision than
Yeah.
like Stallone is like, I like Rob, he's funny.
Guys see Demolition Man? He said that three seashells thing? That was hilarious.
Wanna be in a movie? Like that did not happen.
But yeah, we'll dive into that and everything else that's going on in this movie.
The dread begins now.
Yeah, we are the law. The sentence is watching Judge Dredd on Netflix. Yeah, so we're on Netflix. You can probably watch it on. You can pull out your DVD or Blu-ray of Judge Dredd if you have that, and
Your
then,
VHS.
yeah, your VHS. We're paused right at zero. So right, just play and stop it. And we'll give a countdown and we'll get started. So, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, play.
Culture appropriation. How do we put yourself around?
Don't know.
I
I've
think
never.
they got
I
I think
don't.
they got bought out by someone or like. I like how they're showing like the actual comics and being like, this is gonna be nothing like this. So wait, it's like Sly like reading the comic, or like who's reading the comic right now?
Yeah, it's kind of meta like this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like Sly's. It's like Sly's prep. Like, oh man, I gotta read this comic.
Like, I don't know. Now in retrospect, when you just watch like a movie based on like this motion comics, then actually watch this movie.
Yeah.
Is it?
How come they still kept the original Judge Dredd like font
the
and everything?
Logo. Yeah. The third millennium.
James Earl Jones.
Yeah. I'm thinking James Earl Jones to read this nonsense.
This is like post-Star Wars, you know, so he still has some time to kill, but wow. I totally forgot he did the voiceover. He got paid, like, lunch for this. Yeah. He's not in this anymore after this one scene.
He just phoned it in. The high,
He's like, I'll do it, but I'll be in the bathroom when I record this. Like, whatever. Thanks, James.
And the law.
Would you rather be the executioners than called the judges? Like,
well, you judge, you get to execute.
Well, the judges are the executioners. Like, Judge Dredd can be like,
right, but
sentences death and just kill you immediately.
Right, but then wouldn't it be more badass if it was called, like, the lawyers or Lawyer Dredd or something like that?
No, the lawyer just sounds like, you know, a.
Well, some prosecute, some defends, yeah.
Drives a Mercedes, does coke.
You know, the graphics aren't that bad, but it's like, even after all these years, they're not super terrible, but they're not like, awful.
They're decent.
No, I mean, yeah, they spent, like, a ton of 90s money on this movie.
See, like, the sets and everything
aren't
too bad, you know, like, because this is what the comic did look like.
Well, like, when Stallone wears the costume for 5 minutes, coming up here, like, it looks like the comic costume, but he just doesn't wear it for the rest of the movie.
Yeah.
Because it's like the comic costume is like this is like in this movie where it's like a ridiculous kind of like almost like Roman, like they have like giant eagles on their shoulders and that's like same as this movie.
Yeah, they're not practical.
Yeah, which in Dredd, which is the superior movie that we all should be watching, but then we would just be like watching it and not commentating on it. But they made it like more like they were very like practical, like efficient uniforms for the judges.
I guess because maybe Stallone wanted to show his face in the whole movie.
Oh, it was 100% that. It was like, Stallone's ego is probably out of control at this point.
So, if you notice here, like, there is a mix of practical, like, props and scenery, and then just crazy, like, matte painting, and then, like, weird CG.
Yeah.
If you look at it, it's not too terrible. You could definitely tell, like which is what, you know? Mm-hmm. Like... But you can tell they also got inspired by, like, Blade Runner, and, like, this is, like, almost Fifth Element ripped this off, too.
Yeah, definitely see that.
Well, I mean, Judge Dredd has been around since, like, the 70s, I think, like, 70s or 80s, like,
right,
Judge Dredd started, so.
Fifth Element ripped
the movie look,
like, this look. Where it's not, like, it's not, you know, cyberpunk enough, but it's not quite, like, clean.
Tech dystopia.
Yeah. Like, every... It's like a goddamn like eight different architects were fighting over how to design the city.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it's just missing like giant statues, like the Joel Schumacher Batman movies. Giant Greek statues for no reason. Oh, there was also a credit. I don't know if you guys saw it, but like the costume, like the actual Judge Dredd costume, was designed by Versace.
Oh,
really?
That's embarrassing. Wait, why would the taxi want to go during this? It's like a riot. Just don't go there. You know what
Dredd
I mean? Like, you don't have to go to the taxis. I mean, it's a great taxi service that they'll take you even if during this riot's happening.
Yeah. Uber won't do that.
Yeah. The thing is, just like a retained cores advertisement on top of the robot.
I do like this robot is sponsored by Core.
Mm-hmm.
Just okay.
So this is where James Rayner has been hiding out in the 90s.
Just hanging out in this
wave of Block Wars.
Was this post-Annihilation?
What is their goal about Block War? Was this to shoot your neighbor?
Just like blow up the other tower, I guess.
Yes.
So Versace, like, made these leotards? Like,
yeah, like...
If you look at it, you break it down, it's very simple. It's just, like, spandex on top of, like, very fake armor.
Through the fire and flames.
Those are Stallone's regular shoes to make himself look tall.
Custom made.
Yeah. Just gets shot. Like, oh, fine.
End of the movie. Like...
What did you say? I couldn't understand you.
Hello.
I'm sorry, I don't speak Stallonese. Oh shit, it's Sylvester Stallone.
You can still get shot, like...
Yeah.
Still gonna hurt like hell.
You know, it's not like they're throwing rocks at you. Like, they're actually shooting a gun. Like, one guy could aim.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like...
And also, another sin in this movie is that it's not Judge Anderson, it's Judge Hershey.
Well...
Like, Judge Hershey chocolate?
Well, it's not the same... It's not supposed to be the same girl, right?
Dredd's only partner of like the entire run of the comics is Anderson.
Really?
There's never been like a Hershey or like so. It was just some dumb like.
Is there like
whatever?
It's like a Chief Justice Nestle too.
Because Dredd actually had like actual Anderson and she was psychic. Like that's what the comics is.
Right. Right.
What a badass way to, like, breach a room. Just, like, shoot holes in the floor.
I'm a judge!
Don't taste me, bro.
Say holy Drac.
like
combo breaker.
I don't remember like the in the new Dread if the gun talked back, right?
I don't think it talked. Yeah, I don't remember talking back, but it's still like voice activated. You can just say like
which is fine. If you're like right next to someone, it's like double whammy. He's like, what the fuck? Yeah. You know, like.
What about stealth though? What if you're trying to like be discreet?
Why? Yeah, be discreet about it.
Silencer. We should never see Dredd's eyes.
No. That's Diane Lane, by the way.
Would have never known.
So that robot is not like a. It seems like it's a garbage disposal, but you can buy food out of it.
I guess like they had to recycle some things.
Yeah.
It's like this. It's a spaghetti dinner. No one ate. Someone half ate the spaghetti dinner. Do you want to buy it?
Maybe that's how they handle like they're throwing out food.
They turn spaghetti into cores.
Yeah. Just for a minute. Add barley and hops.
This is chocolate bar.
There we go. That's some Joel Schumacher-ass. Like... Oh yeah, I forgot. There's Texas City too.
Texas City.
So of course Texas is gonna survive.
Yeah. Like cockroaches. So,
there's Mega City 1, Mega City 2, and Texas City. And there's also like the moon is also like colonized.
Did they call it Moon City?
I think so, or like Lunar City.
Oh, that's awesome.
And Dredd gets like set, like has to like patrol there for like 50 issues of comic. Hans?
Is there a president in this world?
There's a chief justice.
Yeah.
I don't really remember there's like a president or anything.
These seems like these four people are making like really big decisions about the city.
Well, I know there's like a comic storyline where like the Chief Justice goes crazy and just basically becomes like the dictator of the entire city. And so Dredd has to go underground and like basically like form a resistance against this guy.
Hmm.
So I think the Chief Justice maybe like runs the entire city or is like the head of the head of everything.
Like, it feels like this, there's still freedoms, because, like, this report is pretty, like, ballsy with this whole, like, I'm gonna, you know, show you the badness of these judges, and it's like,
yeah.
These judges can kill, like, when they think it's, like, fine.
No.
And he throws it.
And we'll never see it again.
Until he throws the helmet out the window. White privilege.
Tower.
We're always playing hockey. What does that mean?
At who?
Meanwhile, an Aspen.
Lovely Aspen. That somehow, like, after the like, nuclear war
became a giant prison.
Like, Transylvania?
Yeah.
This is where they keep the extra dirty prisoners. Like, the whole prison looks like it's, like, its own little, like, terrible... but then there's like an extra room that's even worse.
Yeah. Just layers upon layers of like...
of brutal. Rust and grime.
Right, yeah.
Like, I know Stallone knew what this movie was before he walked in, but I bet you Armand did not.
Armand Asante.
He's just like, I'll work.
I feel like, money. I feel like he's the only one who's like, has the right tone. Like,
The right crazy acting for this? Yeah.
Especially, like, when we get, like an hour and a half from now when they do like the I am the law off against each other.
You violated the law.
I'm the law. No, I'm the law.
Well, this ain't gonna turn bad against you.
A mysterious package that you didn't check.
So it's a gun pitcher holster?
It's like a cigarette lighter, it turns into a gun, but it was just a cigarette.
Wait, see, like, this is a terrible system if you don't have voice.
Yeah.
What if the warden had, like, a cold?
Yeah.
We've got bronchitis.
Yeah.
There should be, like, a double layer for your face on it, you know, like... it does, like, retinal scans or something.
You got the high score.
Like, I like how that body armor only covers your shoulders, but you can still get shot in the throat.
Yeah.
Nobody wouldn't aim for center mass.
He also missed.
I meant to do that. Whoa.
These, and whoa. Like,
whoa, the third cadet from the left, he looks exactly like my brother. Like, picture freaking perfect.
So you're telling me Matt was a time traveler?
Yeah. He went back to 1995 when he was 2 years old and made this film.
You should, like, screen cap this and just send it to him. Like, hey, I didn't know you were in Judge Dredd.
I think I will.
Also, these cadets are, like, 16. Like,
yeah.
They're all gonna die.
Well, I think the judges are, like, Jedi, where, like, it's, like, you go into them when you're, like, super young, and you basically just get...
You get, like, brainwashed. Car training.
Yeah. Conditioned.
Well, then, yeah, then you get the law book.
The Holy Bible.
See, look at his, like, Stallone booster boots.
Yep.
Jesus Christ, this is blowing my mind.
Hey, remember the time he got, like, a weird lecture by Stallone in his, like, big man boots about going outside and, like, traveling the wasteland and Fallout world?
Just, like, walk up to him and be like, I am the law!
See, like, it's weird that they wear, like, a weird leotard.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's also sort of like a weird, like, Starship Troopers future.
Where, like, it's like shower room unisex. Stuff. Yeah. Well, it's progressive in one way. All right, Judge, put on your helmet, Mike.
You haven't been in the isolation chamber yet.
It's not like you're psychic or anything. That would have been stupid.
Hmm. I knew you'd think that. Myself.
His name was Apollo. The guy in the ring.
My friend is the law.
He was Scruff McGruff. The law. Dog.
This is a no judgment zone.
These people are terrible at their job.
Damn. Zombies are...
Hey, what are you worried if your, like, dead person came back with no apparent, like, wounds or anything?
I just figured you'd have a brain aneurysm or something.
I figure, like, life sign, like, how to detect a dead body in the future would get, like, faster. Or, like, a scanner. You know what I mean?
Yeah, or, like, yeah.
Jesus, like the goth corner.
Do you remember when we thought this was going to be, like, the future of, like, the cities where it's, like goddamn German underground, like, punk scene exploded everywhere?
Just haven't been to the right neighborhoods, man.
Like, if this is the future we're thinking of, wouldn't it be, like, more hipstery than this?
Geiger's Bazaar. We also sell counters. Ice.
Oh, Armando Santé.
Like, why kill the pawn shop owner?
Because he's crazy.
Get his loot and his,
Why are people going to be like, hey, like, the pawn shop owner's dead. What was he holding and all that?
Holding the law.
I don't know. I'm just thinking, like, really, the pawn shop owner that held your stuff for, like, so long and didn't do anything weird with it?
What am I?
Took the guy's cigar, too. What the hell, man?
Hmm.
Is there no honor in death?
Make out. Make out. Kiss the robot.
Kill.
Love.
Oh, yeah. It's the WikiLeaks of Mega City.
Yep.
His eyesight was amazing to just, like, read that instantly on the badge.
Nice.
Listen to Rob Zombie and just fucking crashing your car into people. That's the future.
Don't know how to parallel park.
Yep. Well, technically, is this like he's like playing classic music then?
Well, this is like Baroque era for these guys.
Yeah, you know, I can't remember like when Judge Dredd is supposed to be like occurring.
2000 AD, right?
There's a whole. Well, that's the company, but
right, but it's like all in the weird futures.
Yeah, I think at some point like they'd say like what year it is, and it's like 2100 something, or like it's been like it's like real time or something. So it's like it started like when they first started it was 2000 AD, but now it's like 2030 AD.
Oh, okay, that makes sense then. Now, was this like a famous comedian or someone? This guy
probably.
Because, like, he's got a huge, like, weird role for this one small part.
You're under arrest for blowing up a car.
There was a baby in that car. And plus, were they waiting for the car to explode? Then they showed up? Because, like, they were there. They were close by to just.
They need a probable cause.
Yeah.
We just kind of wanted to see that car blow up because that guy was a douchebag, but. You're under arrest, Dredd.
Is his eyes, like, always that blue? Because they're very puppy dog eye right now.
He's got some, like, special contacts or something. CG enhancement. Got some dilation going on.
But yeah, it's, like, huge and really blue.
Put a little extra twinkle in my eyes with that CG.
Jack.
Like, how grainy this, like, yeah. captured video is.
Like, how do they have footage of this? It's like everybody yeah. being recorded all...
There's a camera in the apartment for some okay. reason.
Big Brother's watching you. I bet they wish they had 4K GoPros in the future.
Oh, you're out of court. I can't remember in the comic, or this, I didn't read enough of them. Were there actually, like, Law and Order scenes like this, where the judge actually had to be, like, a lawyer?
I don't think so. I think just Dredd was just, like...
guilty, guilty,
years,
bam, bam, bam.
50 years, get out.
Yeah, I don't remember, like, you know, court scenes.
Unless this is a special just for, like, judges.
Maybe. It's like a court-martial or something.
But, I mean, they're technically judge, jury, and executioner. They're also, like, lawyer, then, to like, hold this kind of thing. So, they, like, jack off on a bullet?
Pretty much.
Is this DNA in the bullet?
What happens when they run out of DNA?
DNA code it. So let this be the you know.
I am the law.
This would be a lesson. Don't jack off on your bullets.
I am the law. I am the...
You can't handle the truth. I know you say that.
Yeah, he just starts yelling every courtroom, like, line. Objection! Sustained! Overruled! The law!
Man, let's make a bad decision worse.
Kill yourself to save Dredd.
The thing is, like, every one of these High Council judges know about the Janus Project, so it's not, like, a big surprise to them. And then everything else is kind of, like, this weird thing they can just... They're, like, following a weird rule that they own. They set themselves.
Mm-hmm. I shall resign.
So if you're retired, you can just, like, you can order whatever you want, and they have to do
that. It's one free pretty wish.
You can have wish.
Nuke the city.
Well, he's retiring, so I guess we gotta do it.
So, like, I would say, just let him walk out of the city. Let him get exiled, then.
Let both of them walk out.
Yeah, that would be, like, the best plan, then.
If it's a death sentence, then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or actually, yeah, like, why isn't Max von Sydow be like, Dredd, you have to take the walk.
Like, yeah. Wouldn't that make way more sense? Yeah. Like, join me in the walk, then?
Yeah.
Martha!
I'm the law.
Martha!
I'm still the law. It's garb of justice.
Garb of justice.
Cryo freeze him!
It's probably dangerous to have, like, your guns, like, point out like that. And what if somebody, like, what if it goes off by accident?
Yeah, it's not like a rifle. It's like a handgun pointed at people's heads.
Yeah, what if you're, like, really tall and you, like, walk right along, like, the business end of it? I mean, I know Sylvester Stallone doesn't have to worry about that, but...
I think he's just going out there with a gun and a law book.
Yep.
No food, no, like, camping equipment, just good luck!
Yeah, Jürgen Prochnow now knows how to survive the apocalypse.
No sunglasses either. He's staring right into the sun.
He's on his way to Jakku.
He's on his way to find us, Boot.
Meanwhile, in Tango and Cash. Wait, I forgot my phone. What?
Guys, it's really warm out here. It's really windy.
Should have brought a bottle of water.
Changed my mind.
So he has no choice. He has to, like, leave the whole city. He can't just, like, you know, like, go into retirement, get his own, like, 55 and over community house.
He's got to bring the law to the lawless.
Yeah, that seems like the...
All the rednecks who live in, like, the wastelands.
Or the caravan. Wasn't there, like, another thing about the lore is that there's a giant caravan of gypsies, basically, out there?
There's weird stuff out there.
Yeah. But it's, like, instead of going out there in your prime ages, like, you go there when you're, like, old, and that's your retirement plan for all these judges, is to do that.
Yeah, it's like Looper. It's, like, why would you... It's, like, the Looper deal, where it's, like, well, you yourself's gonna kill you at some point.
How's that robot, like, not crushing the seat? Like,
hello,
Robo Schwarzenegger. How did you suddenly get in here with this, like, giant robot that makes noise getting up?
You got a problem with bot people?
Skiing. He's skiing in Aspen. He's on vacation.
Yeah, I promise you it's there, whatever. So, do you think Donald Trump got his inspiration of the wall based on Dredd? About megacities? Just like...
Maybe.
He must turn America into Megacity 1.
I think that's his plan.
Make Megacity great again. Judge Fear.
Judge Chaos. Judge Walt Disney.
Oh my god. How did Armando Santi not win the Oscar for this movie?
I know, he's like the best parts of this movie.
Yeah. The only thing that would have been better if, like, at the end, like, he turned into, like, Judge Death or something.
I am Death.
I didn't really learn about Judge Death until, like, way later into the series.
The thing is, yeah, Judge Death gets, like, fucking nuts. like, at one point, like, he merges with the Joker, because there was, like, a Batman Judge Dredd crossover. So it was, like, Judge Joker Death.
Touche.
Shut up, Rob Schneider.
You just got Schneidered.
It's the first bit of logic, and the only bit of logic he uses in the entire movie. The hillbillies of the future. Steampunk hillbillies.
It seems like this is the daily route anyway to the prison in Aspen, right?
Pretty much.
It has to be, because like these hillbillies are just waiting for flyover things like this.
The flyover states.
Let alone, they're also like, they have a rocket launcher.
Mm-hmm. Welcome to Con Air!
Yeah, that's what this is.
Put the bunny back in the box.
And those miniguns have like a hair trigger, too.
Yeah.
It's good that, like, this rocket shot blew up all the wings, but kept, like, the cockpit and, like, the whole, like, seat rows intact.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the front-facing part that would probably get, like, the full brunt of the explosion.
Totally solid One Piece.
The terminal's been terminated.
You've been hacked. You've been cyber hacked. The net. Why did like everything mechanical in the 90s have like a bunch of sparks when something went wrong?
Well, there was like factories that just made sparks in the 80s and 90s.
Maybe they're magic sparks. That's how like everything works in this universe. When it blows up, it lets out the magic sparks.
Just hang out with Saloon. It's weird that, like, that guy, though, is, like comic book accurate, though.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, this is actually a character from the comic book series.
Yeah, all these guys are.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's just, like, the world wasn't ready for this yet.
For the Angel Gang?
Nope.
Sweet tat, right?
Nice sink, bro.
Also, how does, like, the cyborg guy not have infections? Because that's, like, an open wound.
I'm sure he's, like, he's more machine than man at this point. Mm. Like, the machine's, like, I don't know, prevent infection.
It's just like robe and skin.
This thing goes to 11. I want his dick.
I want his shoes. I want to be bigger. No one headbutts Stallone.
You like the monkeys?
Rapist cannibals, Dread. Remember that. When do you want to, like, eat the one you're cooking first, not just eat Rob Schneider.
Rob Schneider's tomorrow night's dinner.
I think they're just trying to get rid of him.
Make him into stew.
Did he say guilty?
Yeah. Guilty as charged.
Man, these guys are, like, stormtrooper accurate.
Yeah. Black stormtroopers. There's Rambo.
Yeah, those guns are comically huge. That's why they can't shoot.
Or be accurate.
Yeah.
But the recoil number, like, is really bad.
Are they like lasers or something? Imagine they don't have any recoil.
They don't make any real-life gun sounds either. It's just, like, pew-pew-pews.
Yeah.
Obi-Wan?
So did it take him like the whole day to like walk all the way here?
Yeah, he outran the the freaking ship.
Yeah,
sir, you left a week ago. Well, bye next time, Sido.
Pike man. Enhance.
The wrong viewy.
3 hours to see a photo.
Bitch, just get some Photoshop.
Yep.
Get that done. Like
they still dial up and make us anyone. They had to download that picture all night.
Oh, right, they're still using Photoshop too.
Yep.
All these are really bad terms from just Photoshop.
I know a shop. Look at the pixels.
Like, this is a regular picture, right?
Yeah, right.
How does the one static photo have this much information, like, in it?
It's a cyber picture.
Dread, you have to find Luke Skywalker.
Look at the star map. You're the best out of him. Actors.
Yeah, I don't think Dredd is like a weird clone baby.
No, I think he's just like a really good cop,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Although he does, Rico is like his brother in the comics.
Super serum.
Like, I know the comic, it's supposed to be, like, he's his, like, perfect, I think he does his clone or his brother, but, like, they look very alike.
Yeah.
But Rico, like, Arma Assad and
yeah.
Sylvester Stallone, like, way different.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They're just a half Italian, that's their only.
Yeah, just like, Italian-ish, here you go.
Rico Suave. Remember that? Remember that, sir? Remember Geraldo?
I knew you'd do that.
You know, he's only been at it for like a day. Like, yeah. Wandering the wasteland. Terrible.
That was a pretty solid retirement.
Yeah.
Half a day in the cursed earth.
Is there like a leaderboard who survives the longest?
It really should. You know, there should be like a way to communicate with the city. You can't just drop them out there like that.
Could be a Deadpool.
I don't know about you guys. Lady Justice is kind of hot.
Yeah. We fight.
And, you know, Rob Schneider wasn't that close to the other conversations. Like, who's Rico?
My name is not Janus.
I enjoyed your work at Twin Peaks.
Then I became a.
Furniture. She was the heiress of the logging company, right?
Yeah. Then, like, she became a furniture or something.
Yeah. Her career didn't exactly take off either.
No. This is like her second film, like after Twin Peaks or
yep.
something?
Yep, this is like a year after it ended.
That's like 3 or 4 years, but she didn't have like that much going on.
She's also in On Deadly Ground.
Is that the Steven Seagal movie?
Yeah. That was before this. Their bikes are useless. Like,
yeah,
they don't use the bikes at all in this movie.
Yeah, these are all terrible cops, by the way.
Yeah.
They're just getting wiped out.
The worst judges.
Why does the robot need a grunt?
he's like the Tim Allen of robots. So they're going to do a Sean Connery from The Rock.
Well, The Rock copied this.
I think The Rock was The Rock.
Rock was later.
What was The Rock, 98?
Yeah. So they saw this and went, we could do it better.
Oh, no, it was the year after, okay. 96 was The Rock.
96? I thought it was like 97 or 98. Wow. How did Rico go there and just, like, slap this bomb on it? He's really busy.
And why would it, like, show up now and not, like, when you take it off from, like...
The robot slaps it on stealthily.
The silent
It's, like,
robot.
Stomped away.
Didn't grunt.
He's, like, Rowan just, like, kind of, like, tiptoed up and, like, put it on, like, tiptoed its way, going, like, ha 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 ha.
He was in stealth mode.
I think this guy is supposed to be kind of like the guy from the comic that went crazy.
That makes sense, but I mean, it's a little hard push for an audience trying to get used to this.
Yeah. Except in the comics, like, he was kind of more like a crazy, like, Roman emperor.
Kid. Like, Raphael is a grown man. He's like a called kid, you know?
We're the same age.
He's calling it like he sees it.
God, you youngsters.
My pleasure.
If they designed this place to not be, like, you know,
accessible.
You can't get accessible, like, why was it, like, a person-sized tunnel for them?
Yeah, why can you stand up in it and not have to, like, crawl through it?
Crawler.
Why did the fire come in from the exit?
That's
yeah, I don't get that. Like, what's
too,
the...
Yeah.
It's like non-Euclidean
that's
geometry.
That's where they came from.
It's the impossible vents.
It's the impossible event.
It's like non-Euclidean geometry to create the wall.
It's a fourth dimensional event.
Damn.
Couldn't you just, like, get a costume from the lockers?
No, you gotta, like, hack them open. You saw, like, that thing she was using with, like...
Don't touch me.
I only take a minute.
Did you say Dredd?
Dredd owes me money.
Yes, we got robots that dispense out food. I think playing God to create a bunch of super cops is probably within the...
Yeah, within reason.
Remember me?
You know, for a bunch of ex-judges, they should also, like... They should... Wait, did that guy just, like, smile when he did that? Like, hey, buddy, I missed you.
Damn. Wait, that was completely pointless, shooting him. I mean, it feels like a dumbass right now. So can't use that arm anymore.
Like, he didn't need to shoot himself in the arm because they would have chased Dredd anyway.
Yeah. Now he's just murdering judges.
Judge aside.
Yeah, now, isn't, like, he committed murder, like...
Yeah, he just killed, like, 5 guards.
In self-defense.
So I can't tell that's either a super good gun or a terrible wall.
Probably both.
And I'm not sure in the comic they did this. Were there flying cars?
I don't think they did. Like, yeah, I don't think it was this Blade Runner-y.
I don't remember them flying. What is exploding besides the, like, walls? Wait, why would holograms blow up your car?
I have no idea.
It's like an electrical grid.
It's pretty hardcore advertising.
Yeah. Like, that's an active, like, driveway, too. And they just, oh, no, like, the ad killed him.
What if they had those on the street? Like, if you just walk down the street and all of a sudden there's, like, an electrical, like, field that's, like, a beer thing?
It's a lawsuit waiting to happen.
Who knows? Maybe that's population control, because it looks like it's a pretty overpopulated place.
Population control's advertisement kills you.
Why would he have to do that? Rob's got the gun. Just shoot him.
Well, see, that guy was just doing his job.
Yeah, Dredd's killed like 10 people now.
Like 20 people with this thing.
Yeah.
That was a school!
It was an orphanage in a hospital. Oh my.
I don't have any friends.
This weird CG face, Stallone.
So if Rico used the gun that belonged to Dredd, which had his DNA in it, like how did it like recognize?
Because they're supposed to be exact clones of each other.
That's why I'm really confused that like they look vastly different.
Yeah, their DNA is the same.
Maybe they're
so Rico is like all like the like he got all the criminal genes.
Also,
his special stats completely different from
You know that DNA extractor just like. Would never get approved in the future because it just like stabs the arm in four different directions without like any veins.
It misses the veins and it just gets like a bone. Yeah, lets your, like, the blood like drips all over the needles. It's like it's not sanitary at all.
No, it isn't.
It's like they cherry picked all the most annoying lines somebody could ever say and just said Rob Schneider say these.
These are Rob Schneider lines.
I can't believe, like, El King is his, like, daughter. Love child.
She was, like, made around this time, you know? Like,
she's like, made because of this movie. She's, like, part of this movie's part of her.
She means penis, Dredd. She means penis.
What are they drinking back there? It looks like blue coolant.
It's just like Windex.
Is that stuff they put like combs in at the barbershop?
Oh, like the liquid
barbicide?
Like alcohol? Yeah.
It looks like BMW coolant.
Not Gary Busey.
You mean your weird sons, right? I also need to stand behind the robot.
They cut all the good bits out in this.
Yep.
Was this radar or was this PG-13?
PG-13, I think.
Yeah, it was going to be R originally.
I feel like this should have been an R-rated movie.
Yeah.
Just another way Dredd is better. 2014's Dredd.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, this, by the way, this is 2080.
2080?
Yep. 2080. That's supposedly where this takes place. So.
Rob Schneider, no.
It's the best part of the movie.
Thanks, robot.
I like how calm he says that and annoyed. It's like, hey, you're shooting my robot. Stop that.
Well, all right, we'll hang out then.
Good luck with that gut shot, Rob Schneider. Really? Our Marnie made these clothes, right? Are we supposed to believe these weird jumpsuit kind of technology?
The only clothes in the future of Versace.
Armani for Amante.
It's a cool future belt.
He's making Westworld robots?
He's making engineers for Prometheus.
He's making X-Men Wolverine Deadpool.
But dead inside.
Human anatomy doesn't look like this.
No.
It shouldn't look like this.
I guess if you're cloned, but... Also, they have no junk.
Yeah. Is they programmed that way?
You be man. Like...
Be like junkless guys.
God, I could watch that on loop for like just 10 minutes. Just like,
yeah.
I love you. I'm so confused right now.
What do you want me to do?
Feelings. Does not understand love.
It's pretty bad design for, like, a war robot if, like, it's just a couple wires can completely mess it up.
You can basically hotwire it.
Yeah.
If, like, a Rob Schneider-sized person could just, like, get into it.
Oh,
and just like dies.
I wish it crushed him.
Chick fight.
That attack doesn't work on me.
Like, Wonderwall, she's like a judge, right? You're supposed to be, like, good at hand-to-hand combat. She's just a scientist, like...
Yeah.
You know, she's not exactly like a commando.
Yeah, but Chris, you should know Asians are good at martial arts.
Yes.
So it's a fair fight.
She should do, like, high kicks. So I like how he wants to activate the clones, but the clones don't do anything but sit up and scream.
Yeah.
Why was I made?
What is life? Wow. Like, you see him in the background just sitting there?
What has science done?
You know what I just realized, too? Like, this is literally the end of Demolition Man.
Yeah, very similar.
Like, except it's clones instead of, like, a cryo prison. But it's literally the same, like, it's almost the exact same set. And it's the same, it's almost the same exact plan of, like, the bad guy wants to, like unleash
weird people
to, like, criminals to, like, fight with him. Oh, that was also the Statue of Liberty, guys.
Yep.
Oh, wow.
You came here to fight a man and instead you found a god?
Why would you look at it?
That's such an obvious one-liner, too.
Yeah.
I knew you'd say that. Just, like, throw him.
It's no heads up, like, in Demolition Man.
Come on, she knew, like, she was behind her. And she was gonna do that. Like, it's all, like, the same entrance and everything. It was like, how could she, like, sneak up and shoot her and be quiet about it? So is this, like, the exit to the Statue of Liberty?
I guess so.
I'm pretty sure that's against the law, too. Like,
yeah, it's conflict of interest.
Yeah.
Don't shit where you work.
Like, I know people with hardcore Dread would be, like, really pissed about all this.
Oh, yeah.
Because Dread does, in the comic, it's never like this. He one-lined her.
I one-lined everybody.
So, why are people excited? Like, some of these civilians are going to get shot by Dread.
And why are they going to help?
I don't know. They're quick to forget.
Dread killed, like, 15 guards.
Mm-hmm. They were only a couple days away from retirement.
For the walk.
They were in exile. They weren't real judges.
So are judges banned from Planet Fitness? Because, you know, it's a judgment-free zone. Wow.
Talking about the most inappropriate theme song.
Yep.
So they spelled that guy's Geiger. They spelled his name wrong in the... Either they spelled it wrong in the credits, or they spelled it wrong in, like, the actual props. Set when they were filming.
I imagine, like, when they built it, they were just like, fuck it, like, it's too late now.
So what is this, like, super upbeat, hopeful song doing in, like, a Judge Dredd movie?
Isn't it like The Cure or something?
It sounds like it.
You know what this movie needed is Dredd's like robot servant that like can't pronounce W's or can't pronounce R's, so he calls him Judge Dwed.
Dwed. is his name Fudd? Elmer Fudd?
I think it's like Wally or something. I forget.
Aww.
Or no, yeah, Walter. And Dredd hates him. but he won't leave.
Like Rob Schneider.
Yeah, Rob Schneider should have been a robot. Like, he should have been Walter the Robot. It would have made way more sense.
It would have made the movie much more enjoyable.
Yeah. Except then you get, like, you get Rob Schneider, like, not pronouncing R's.
Like, the visual effects and the props and stuff, like, it's like, if you don't quite know the setting and everything, it's kind of like a goofy sci-fi movie, right?
Yeah.
Well, this movie is hilariously bad, but, it's like Armand Asante alone is, like, worth watching this movie, but if you want, like, actual, like, Judge Dredd, like, there's no reason to watch this over...
Yeah, no. Or you have a choice, yeah.
Yeah. And there's no reason to watch this movie over Demolition Man, either.
In fact, there's no reason to watch this movie, period.
Except for listening to this commentary.
Yeah. So watch this movie once, with the commentary, and then never again.
I wonder who would win a fight, though, between... Armand Asante and Wesley Snipes. Rico versus Simon Phoenix.
Oh, the soft ballots of Judge Dredd.
Yeah, I gotta put in some 90s R&B. Was that like that was the fad in movie credits scenes in the 90s?
Judge Dredd. Mega City 1.
Gonna make Mega City great again.
This is us not match at all.
No.
It's...
The Dread song. The Cure.
Wow, they really did write one.
That was a Dread... Wow, it's a Cure song.
Yeah, Rob Zombie, Cocteau Twins.
Time.
You Come Closer.
Oh, see, the song is called... Yeah, it is Time.
Yeah.
All you got is Judge. Yeah, ABC Warrior apparently is like a real series, too.
Hmm.
ABC Warrior is actually like a comic series in the 2000 AD, yeah.
Well, no, like, there's Judge Dredd, there's, like, Slain, I think, or something. Like, they have, like, a Conan knockoff, or, like...
And then they also have, like, a
Trooper.
Yeah, and then they have something called, like, the Dead Men.
Yeah.
Which is, like, another, like, they're, like, cowboys. It's a really good series, just, like, this sunk any chance of that expanding for a long... For, like, 20 years.
Well, I feel like this movie is, I think, part of the reason... No one like Dredd is so under like viewed, because like everyone was like, "Oh, Judge Dredd, this stupid Stallone movie. I'm not watching a new one."
Yeah,
it's a real disservice.
Yep. To
the whole IP.
Because Dredd the movie and the comics are like Judge Dredd is like one of the most badass characters in comic history. Like.
Mm-hmm.
He never takes his helmet off.
Yeah. It'll take another 17 years to finally find that out.
Well, hopefully hopefully Carl Urban can, like, Deadpool this Dredd sequel. Because he's Ryan Reynolds-ing it right now, I mean, like, always talking about it, so.
Yeah, that'd be pretty sick.
We need Judge Death in a movie.
Mm-hmm.
Like, now that the world wants violent comics again, like, shit that is also about 2000 AD, which, like, as an adult, I appreciate now. You know?
Yeah, where's,
like,
where's the 2000 AD cinematic universe?
And the comic universe is, like, very well defined for, like, 40 years of this stuff, but just, I want to see more.
Yeah.
So, any final thoughts, Zach?
I mean... Watch either Demolition Man or... Well, I mean, obviously everyone watched this, but, like, rewatching... Though I would not rewatch this. I would watch Demolition Man or Dredd. Especially if you have not watched Dredd yet, like, go stop whatever you're doing right now and watch Dredd.
You'll appreciate Dredd a lot more because of this. I would say that. That's the one benefit about this movie.
Mm-hmm.
Ali, anything you want to mention?
If we could watch, like, a super cut of this with, like, Rob Schneider completely removed, probably a little bit better on my psyche.
A super cut of Armand DeSante just yelling things.
Oh, I'd take that any day of the week.
Me, like, we all know the story about how the production started between Sylvester Stallone and, like, Danny, whatever his name is, and in 2000 AD to kind of, like, super team this project.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to know the soundtrack. Like, I want to know how do they convince half these bands to give them, like, a license a song, you know?
Why would The Cure write something for Judge
Dredd? Would The Cure decide to be the ending credit song to Judge Dredd?
Weren't they, like, doing, like, a bunch of random stuff?
The Cure, like, was slowly fading out of obscurity, so...
I feel like they were just on, like, a bunch of just random soundtracks for, like...
The, like, late 90s?
Yeah.
Early 90s?
Yeah.
Probably. And this is just one of their, like, what? Because I know The Cure...
Maybe, like, The Crow, like, kick-started things back, and then...
This definitely put them, like, shot them back down. Is The Cure still around, or are they...
They're still around.
I think so.
Wow. I just don't remember where they are now. But yeah, man, this did not help them.
Nope.
I imagine they were fans of the comic series when it came out in the 70s, but now it's kind of like...
England, right? So they would have
read this. They would have been a part of this, but I don't know. And Rob Zombie was just getting his music everywhere. Just anytime he could promote it, he'll just join it. But, man, there's got to be, like, a backstory about this where it's like, yeah, like, we were hungry. We needed money. Sloan showed up and was like, I like a song.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I guess I'll do it for us for this commentary. It's not as bad because we weren't laughing so much about the obscurity, so it's not like this movie gave us a lot of options because it was enjoyable in parts.
Oh, it's enjoyably bad. Like, there's a lot of, like, just ridiculous things happening.
Yeah.
Mostly from Armando Sante and, like, Stallone yelling about the law.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
But yeah, so this is it for this commentary. We'll be back in next month with some sort of holiday related commentary, since it'll be December 2016. So get ready for that. Gather the family. Get ready for that. And so for Chris and Chris, I am Zach, and we will see you next time.
For more Everything Action, visit everythingaction.com. Email us at contact@everythingaction.com. Facebook.com/everything.action. Twitter.com/EVAction, everythingaction.tumblr.com, and search for us on the iTunes Music Store and Stitcher.com.